National Video Club.
Heidi Exer's Welcome to MarketScope for February 2008. This month, we pulled a few tapes from the AirCheck library to take a listen to some radio from just a few years ago.
This is WMGC 1260 Cleveland, where the sound of America's most popular music continues.
Life, so they say.
WCFL, Larry Lujak. Inner city settlements have helped one Chicagoan in 10 for a century. Support the United Settlement Appeal, 176 West Adams, Chicago.
Talk back about anything. 222-1037, the WCFL comment line.
After a chilly night, things are going to start looking up. Low tonight, about 55 degrees. Later on today, Wednesday, partly sunny and pleasant, high 75. Thursday, even better, around 80. Winds are northwest at 8, temperatures northwest 53, southwest 53, downtown at Marina City 55.
WCFL, I had a long cool open gate hooked on me once back in Philadelphia. Did the twist right under my front door. Chubby Checker would have been dynamite. 357, Dick St. John, Wednesday morning in Chicago, and this is Mac Davis.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes.
Oh, baby, baby, don't you see it? Chicago.
The Public Affairs Department of WCFL presents Community Action.
With a doctor in Chicago, Dave Rich Mundelin, got his fingers on a super album. Your chance is coming in minutes. Christ Community Hospital offers an I Quit Smoking clinic. I've done that a million times. March the 4th through the 8th, 7 p.m. nightly. To register, call him at 425-8000, extension 370. John M. Smith for dramatic carpet values. Now, during John M. Smith's great storewide sale, they're open on Sunday.
1, 2, 3. We'll see.
Cash for you from WCFL. Easy to win. Simply keep track of the Super Call cash total. Know it when we call you, and you win it all. Super Call on Super CFL.
WCFL, Chicago weather.
For tonight, rain changing to snow late. Florida 30s, Friday snow, possibly 2 inches before tapering off to flurries by late morning and ending in the afternoon. Slowly falling temperatures, Friday night fair, low in the teens, winds east 14, northwest temperature 42, southwest temperature 42, downtown at Marina City 37, at Super CFL. I would love to own that chick's nose. Think of the money I could make. Especially on Rush Street. WCFL, the doctor in Chicago. Just don't want to be lonely no more. No.
Hey,
Say, wait a minute. What do you doing with that suitcase?
I don't have nothing to say, baby. I'm just walking on.
Listen.
I don't have nothing to say.
Hurry up, said I'm going down to the Greyhound, babe. Leave me alone.
All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen.
Back in about 20 minutes, I'm Don Nelson, WLS, Skyview Traffic.
WLS, 7:05 in the Windy City. Freedom over spill. Stevie Winwood, WLS AM, Fred Winston Hill. It's 14 minutes after 7. Bears quarterback Mike Tomczak will be analyzing all of the weekend's games for you. Monday morning at 7:30 on the Fred Winston Show and with us. And Monday afternoon at 5:30 with Larry Lujack. So don't miss that. WLS radar weather, mostly sunny and warmer today. A high of 73, unseasonably warm, actually hot. 46 currently, 53 along the lake. And it's time now to read another winning number in the WLS Incredible Prize Sweepstakes. Get out your catalog. Get out your pencil. We're going to be telling you when we'll be reading additional numbers today. Get ready now. We'll be playing for the L line. L as in lag. I'll have that winning number in just a moment.
You know, there are so many great prizes to win in the WLS Incredible Prize Catalog Sweepstakes that you may have trouble making a choice. So here are some suggestions. Sail away on a week or two in the sunny Bahamas, including airfare, hotel, and $1,000 spending money from Diet Pepsi. Or start computing with an Atari 520 computer system, including color monitor, disk drive, mouse, and $500 in software from Computer Software Service. Or get ready for next year's yard work with a Longheat 36-inch variable drive lawn tractor, including a rear catcher bag and $1,000 worth of landscaping from True Value Hardware Store. Of course, those are only three, and there are 75 different prizes you could win. So study your catalog carefully. Then be listening each weekday morning at 7:15 when Fred Winston has the day's first winning catalog number and the exact times we'll be reading additional numbers throughout the day. The WLS Incredible Prize Catalog Sweepstakes. Keep listening, because you could win the prize you want on the Great AM.
And here we go.
I'll have this hour's winning number in a minute. First, here are all the times we'll be reading sweepstakes numbers today on WLS. 11:15 this morning on the Don Wade Show. He'll be reading from Fred's Fantasy Line. 4:15 with Lujack, 8:15 with Landecker. Now, here comes this hour's winning number. Remember, we are playing for the L line in your prize catalog. If the number I'm about to read is yours, you'll have 30 minutes to call the telephone number listed in the catalog. This hour's winning number is 103-699-587. That is 103-699-587. One more time, sure. 103-699-587. I did that slowly for you. And if that's your number, call now and choose any prize from the L line. AM 89 WLS 103-699-587. Any prize from the L line. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a Million Dollar Weekend with the greatest hits of all time, presented by
WOLF Syracuse.
10 o'clock at the Big 15. This is Howie Castle for Don Bamba.
Did you ever see a man with no heart? Baby, that was me.
Music, WOLF
10:03.
3, WLF Double Golden Time with Howie Castle, Bernard, Bob Barr, here's R.B. Greaves. Hey, with initials like that, he could open a roast beef place, couldn't he? Take a letter, Maria.
Music,
W-O-L-F. 10:06, WOLF, Double Golden Time, live Bob Barr show for a Friday night with Howie Castle and the Beatles.
I think I'm gonna be sad.
Number one then, and number one now.
Name of the song is called Turkey Dip by the Plastic Ono Band. That's hit one off the Hot 30 this week. WLF, it's 10:14, WLF Double Golden Time with Howie Castle on a Friday night. $1 million weekend in progress.
WLF,
here's everybody's favorite record, Tommy Rowe, Jam Up, Jelly Tight. Whoa, heavy sound. That's everybody's favorite record. What a sound, ladies and gentlemen. So much time is spent on the lyrics and the music behind it. Wow, a masterpiece by Tommy Rowe. Jam Up Jelly Tight. Yes, indeed. 10:18, WLF Double Golden Time. My name is Howie Castle, and you're in tune to the Don Bombard Show on a Friday night. And Don's not making money, you see. I'm working this for a freebie.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bo Brummels. Frankie Avalon. Chuck Berry. The Dells. Plus the Soul Survivors. Plus many, many more. Available now in the WOLF Double Golden Album Volume 2. Not 15, not 20, but 22 hits. All in stereo, uncut by the original artist. All in the WOLF Double Golden Album Volume 2. Call a WOLF Golden Girl now at 474-2965. Order your Double Golden Album Volume 2. Just $2.98 plus postage and handling. Deep Purple, The Animals, Sir Douglas Quintet, Fever Tree, and Bubble Puppy. 22 golden hits by the original artist, available exclusively from WOLF. It makes a great Christmas gift. Call a WOLF Golden Girl now at 474-2965 for your WOLF Double Golden Album Volume 2. Call 474-2965.
It's a real thing.
Fair and cold tonight with a low around 20 degrees. Airport weather cloudy. Operations normal. 36 at WOLF. And the Big 15 jocks invite you to the Irwin Methodist Church, Euclid Avenue, December 4th for their annual Christmas bazaar. Lunch and dinner will be served.
WOLF, Million Dollar Weekend.
This is Jerry Mathers. I used to be the Beaver. Are you really Bob Montague?
It's 12 o'clock. This is Bob Montague, and this is our drive-through all-request show. 236-0690. Upcoming television trivia today. Right now, here's one for San Diego. A classic from Andy Williams by request here for downtown at XTRA. Extra Gold Time. It's 12:05. You found a friend. This is Bob Montague. Let's go to our phones right now. This is so much fun. This is live, too. This isn't on tape. This is our instant request line. This is Robert. How you doing today, Robert?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. We are live, aren't we?
We sure are.
I mean, today is Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah, sure is.
I haven't lost my mind completely. Where are you working at today, Robert?
Alan Johnson Porsche Audi.
All right. You guys are the Porsche Audi people, huh?
Yeah.
Do you own one yourself?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's nice to be around.
It is nice. They got some kind of good vibrations or something on them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what can I play for you today on our instant request?
How about a Ticket to Ride by the Beatles?
That's perfect. Any dedication, or you guys just want to crank it up at the Porsche?
We'll just crank it up over here.
Let's do it together. You guys have a nice time.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Favorite classic oldies, morning news broadcasts, non-stop contests, and much more. They're all here at 690 on your AM dial, 69 Extra Gold.
XEDRA, Tijuana, Mexico.
69 Extra Gold.
Now back to music.
with Charlie Brown.
This week with a big sound of four, another tune you heard first out of the wonderful world of the good guys, my good buddy, Smiley Bear, the Raiders, right there, sacking it to you out of our all new side of the Bay Top 10, and on your back, swinging, singing, checking, and jamming in the trailer for
Charlie Brown.
Good afternoon. I need to have a St. Peter's break about 22 in front of 4 o'clock here, and a good looking Wednesday edition of our little going home party, putting mazazz right on your back, so many wonderful things happening out of the wonderful world of the good guys.
Here's your invitation to a fabulous Roaring Twenties New Year's Eve party in the Falcon Lounge of the Sokol Motel on the Gordy Campbell Causeway in Tampa. And Happy New Year from all the folks at the Sokol Motel in Tampa. See you at the Roaring Twenties New Year's Eve party. Be there.
Hey, listen, you heard about that special surprise he said there for all the ladies? The special surprise for all the ladies is going to be me. Oh, well, you know how it is. 6 degrees all over the big old day here this afternoon. Next edition of the Charlie Brown program. We'll look at about 21 in front of 4 o'clock at Lookout Lakeland Town tomorrow night.
They're coming! The Knickerbockers! The most versatile group in the nation, direct from where the action is. The Knickerbockers, this Thursday night at the Lakeland Civic Center. Also, Florida's newest sensational show band, the Entasers, the Gatekeepers, and the Gomads. Big show and dance this Thursday night at the beautiful Lakeland Civic Center, sponsored by the Centaurs. Another Roy Sanchez production this Thursday night, the Knickerbockers.
Gonna be tomorrow night. Now, here's really Charlie Brown gonna venture out to Lakeland Town to host that whole big grand affair. Knickerbockers happening in Lakeland tomorrow night. Be there.
Welcome to Big Walt's Holiday Shower of Souvenirs. Send your request for your favorite old tune to Souvenirs Radio WALT Tampa today.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story?
For Beatles, that's Solid Gold. Out of Big Walt's Holiday Show and Souvenirs, and proud we are to play it for you. The Wednesday edition of the Charlie Brown program. Beatles, you think you could maybe sing it one more time here? Thank you, babies. Looking at 18 in front of 4 o'clock in the afternoon time with more minutes than ever. The music you want to hear out of the wonderful world of good guys.
The WALT Top 10 Tune Title Twister Contest.
Tune Title 10 Top Twister.
Ron's Record Shop in the Mall, Britain Plaza. The Capri Record Shop in the Mall at Northgate, along with WALT Radio, will present you with the top 10 records if you're chosen the winner in the Top 10 Tune Title Twister Contest.
10 Twister Tune Title Top.
Winner chosen on originality and thought. Write a story using the titles of the top 10 songs heard on Radio WALT. Deadline for your entry is Friday night. Send your entry to Top 10 Tune Title Twister Contest.
Twister Title 10.
Top WALT Tampa.
I want to tell you that we have a big old winner again this week on the Top 10 Tune Title Twister Contest. What is Sandy Sargent of 1705 East Lambright right here in Tampa, Florida, every day. And congratulations to you, dear, for the winner of the Top 10 recordings of the week from all the Big Walt good guys there.
We have a winner, WALT. A bottle of Bud and let the flavor out.
Just before another Radio WALT Top 10 Twin Spin, weather in a word, fair at 76 degrees on the bay at 4 p.m.
You're listening to one of America's great radio stations, Radio WALT 1110 Tampa.
1110 Tampa.
Babies, two in a row. First off with the Monkees now.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
WHND Honey Radio.
Go, go, go.
Well, listen, I got a day off tomorrow morning. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get in the car here in just a couple of moments and head down to Ohio. That's right. Be on the Ohio Turnpike in just a few moments. One of my more exciting rides. I like the Ohio Turnpike. Signs like next shrub, 56 miles. You know, that's fun driving. And wait a minute. Someone's nodding. What are you nodding to me about? You're kidding. Seriously?
Go, 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 go.
Cedar Point's not open today?
You're listening to WHMD Monroe, AM 56.
WHMD.
For the Motor City, we're the leader of the pack.
And now here he is, Richard D., the king and no brain, and the lowlife of Utica.
London here, no brain beer. It's Richard D. Here he comes for some fun.
It's
Richard D. WHND. Richard D.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi. Anyone who wishes to experience the singular thrill of spelling relief on this here radio program, give me a call at 545-5656.
Honey Radio WHND.
There are a lot of goals we must reach, a lot of things we must achieve between now and no brand time at 2 o'clock. But what do you say we do the important things first? To the honey horn we go. This is Alan, who spells relief how?
Well, concerning the day of the week, I'd have to say TGIF.
Try FRIDAY, Alan.
Okay.
You want to say that?
Much the same thing, FRIDAY.
Very good. Now I'm moving on to the next honey horn. Who is this?
Gail Goldstein.
And you spell relief how?
FRIDAY.
Your spellings match. I love it. 10 minutes after 10 o'clock at Honey WHND, I feel once again compelled to create some synthetic sunshine. You have looked outside, haven't you? From his post at our transmitter site down in the fields of Monroe, Ratman, alias Fearless Freddy Farkle, guardian of the kilohertz, will now activate the sunshine synthesizer, which injects into our radio signal subliminal rays of audio sunshine. Go! Boy, I'm glad we have those important preliminaries out of the way.
To a world that simply watches, it's called sports.
Hope you enjoy WHND Day. May do it again.
That's a brief snapshot of radio from a few years ago. If you'd like to send us air checks of radio stations in your hometown or in your travels, Market Scope could sure use your help. Send your cassettes or CDs to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351, 1652. The membership, as well as myself, would be most thankful. Now here are the musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors.
Hello, DXers. This is Hugh Stogner calling from Evansville, Indiana. Hope everybody had a great holiday season. Just wanted to touch on a couple of things here. First off, for Mr. Balker, I really like the way that you're presenting the travelogue now. I'm definitely enjoying that. And to Fred and everybody else concerned, I'm really enjoying hearing the old jingles from the different radio stations there from back through the years and bring back a lot of memories. Could somebody tell me where I might come up with some old national agency-produced commercials, like for some of the different beers or soft drinks or whatever from back in the 50s and 60s? If somebody could help me out with that, I would really appreciate it. If you could tell me where I could come up with those, you can reach me at area code 773-572-6361. That is my voicemail message. I'll be happy to get back to you. Thank you for your help. I definitely appreciate it, and good DXing, everybody.
Hi, Fred Vorbe. This is Jerry Peterson from Bonita, California. I'm just giving you a call to thank you for the information you gave me on the 690 in New Orleans. They are indeed using that single stick that I saw, and they're broadcasting non-directional right now from their old transmitter site in Chalmette, Louisiana. And 8,000 and 2,000 watts day and night, respectively, sounds like about the right power. Anyway, I wanted to thank you again for the answer to my question and hope you have a great new year. Bye-bye.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. I just listened to the January DX audio service. I thoroughly enjoyed the jingles, and I wish I could get my hands on the jingles for 1961. Lucille Burkhart, you said you have found an excellent station called The Wolf. Is it similar to WATD in Marshfield, Massachusetts? Also, I want to say that I really enjoyed Gary Burbank. I heard him on WLW, and I enjoyed the bits that he did.
Well, hello, everyone. John Malachy, National Radio Club, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'd like to say Happy New Year to everyone, 2008. And to all, announce to all DX Audio Service members that NRC Pittsburgh will be back in 2008. The dates will be August 29th, 30th, and 31st. As of yet, no registration fee has been set, and the details will be followed shortly. The hotel has been secured. It's the Holiday Inn in Green Tree, and the room rate is $75, a flat rate. Anyway, the hotel is accommodating for all Audio Service members, and I would like to see everyone, I hope to see everyone this summer, as I have in the past. Thank you all, and that is the convention report for now.
This is Mike Lance calling from Miami Beach, Florida. Well, there's something good to listen to on Saturday nights on WBT in Charlotte, North Carolina, 1110, from 9 to midnight. It's called the WBT Time Machine, where they play old jingles and they talk about WBT when WBT was a music and personality radio station. I wish a radio station in Miami had a program like that. Question, what is 690 in New Orleans doing these days? And whatever happened to 1480 WABB in Mobile, Alabama, and the old WAME in Charlotte, North Carolina, whatever became of them? Thanks a lot. Happy holidays.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama. Several years ago, WEUP, Huntsville's oldest black station, switched from 1600 to 1700, and 1600 was blank. Now we have WHIY calling themselves Blues and Good Times. Black music, but not the traditional old-time blues that you might expect. Meanwhile, 1190 in Moulton, Alabama, which was using the call WHIY, is using WEUV, and they're simulcasting the 1700 WEUP. Fred, I enjoyed your noise reduction demonstration on the Words of Love song, but you know, that 45 wasn't really in such bad shape. Many of us have really, really noisy 45s or LPs or even some old 78s. If you could find a record that was a lot noisier and give us the same demonstration, well, I think it would mean more.
Hello, friends. Josh Owens back in Ruston, Louisiana, after a long stay in Kentucky and North Carolina over the Christmas and New Year's holidays. And it was good to hear a WKIX jingle from back in the 60s, I guess. Good to hear that. We used to listen to them back when we were in Raleigh in the early 80s with country. And also, speaking of old jingles and stuff, and also ironic that Freddie played at WAKY on the January tape, there's a new station, as far as I know it's new, building on the WAKY heritage. It's 102.5, I believe it is. It's WAKY licensed to Radcliffe, Kentucky. I heard it when I was visiting Jess in that area there, and they are playing a lot of the old jingles, a lot of the old news beds, and even having some of the old announcers on there. So you might want to check it out if you're in the area, or might want to do a web search and see what you can find out about it. Talk to you later. Have a good day.
Ken Anistruck here, Lockport, Illinois, your sports editor on New Year's Eve about 8:45 p.m. I just got done speaking to Russell Fry down in Indianapolis about the change that occurred on Christmas Day. 1070 WIBC has moved to 93.1 FM with their format. 1070 is now WFNI, the fan, and playing replays of past sports events. January the 7th, they will have a brand new format coming out. Look forward to that. Thank you very much, and have a happy new year.
Hello, DXers. This is Camille Petreca from Wethersfield, Connecticut. Question, does any other station besides WNAR have recreation radio format? Please let us know. Happy New Year, everyone. Bye for now.
It's fun to go to the Dairy Queen, the very merry Dairy Queen, to get a merry, merry, extraordinary Dairy Queen.
Because
the AC-190
is big and new, made for you.
The AC-190
from Alice Chalmers.
Get a
get away and go, go like a shot when you've got a Scott outboard motor on your boat. Get away today.
Throw worries away.
It's fresh as the land it comes from when it comes from Land O'Lakes.
Thanks to Mark Durenberger for editing this edition of the Musings for us, and also for supplying some of those old commercials that you heard. And Mark, I remember the Orient Airlines commercial. How far back does that go? At least a couple of years. To Tim Hendel, we'll try to get another example for you. Maybe do a 78 or an LP that's a little scratched up. We'll see if we can give a better example on a future edition of the DX Audio Service. Now, I'd like to do something a little strange, waste about 3 minutes of your time. I know we have a lot of people in the DX Audio Service, musicians and singers, and this is for the singers. I found this old session tape here. Now, I'm going through the track listing here, and I don't see a date. I'm going to assume it's 1974. But what I thought I would do is play you just the vocal track, which is lifted off the master, and then I'll play the music track, and you can sing at home and do your own radio jingle. Are you ready? Here's the vocals.
What is country? What makes that music sound so good? It's pickers that can pick and singers that can sing, but the most important thing, the big D.
First you need rhythm,
then you want some guitar. When you want to make it real, you gotta have steel or dobro. You need pickers that can pick and singers that can sing, but the most important thing, the big D. When you want some class, how about some country brass? With pickers that can pick and singers that can sing, but don't forget the most important thing, strings. Now, the big D.
W-D-E-E.
The big D.
W-D-E-E.
The big D.
W-D-E-E.
The country giant in Detroit. W-D-E-E.
Now, let's play you the music track. How did you do on Jingle Karaoke? I imagine a few of you had some fun with that. Speaking of fun, hey, there were some DX tests, and Mark Durenberger has some information on one of the tests here close to home.
After a weekend of tests from a trio of West of the Rockies stations, we returned to the Midwest for a test from the ever-popular WIMA in Lima, Ohio. Their fine rig got out quite well and put them in log books from Oregon to Vermont. Here's the list of those who have thus far reported or tentatively reported hearing the test. Roy Barstow in Old Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Saul Chernos in Toronto, Ontario. Steve Francis reported in from Alcoa, Tennessee, as did Scott Fibush in Rochester. Dave Hochfelder was in Albany, New York at the time. Steve Howe in St. Albans, Vermont. Tom Jasinski, Shorewood, Illinois. Joe Miller, Troy, Michigan. Willis Monk, Old Fort, Tennessee. Nigel Pimblett heard it in Dunmore, Alberta. Steve Ratzlaff reported from Northeast Oregon. Curtis Sadowski participated from Paxton, Illinois, as did Brett Saylor at State College, Pennsylvania. George Sherman checked in from Minnesota, and J.D. Steffens from Hampton Cove, Alabama. There was Joe Wozniak in St. Louis, Missouri, and Mark in Markham, Ontario, as well as Herb in Hudson Valley, New York, and Sean Axelrod in Winnipeg, Manitoba. In keeping with the latest craze to take over our hobby, quite a few veteran DXers heard the test on their new ultralight radios, thus presenting a new challenge and achievement for them. And listen to this interesting email from Steve Ratzlaff, written to Mark Gearhart, chief engineer of WIMA Radio. He says, "Hi, I listened the full 30 minutes for the DX test, had a trace of Morse code at 071044 UTC, then a little bit more with a long tone, then some Morse code at 071816 UTC, then near the end a brief bit of a long tone and some much weaker Morse code. Reviewing my tape, the segment at 071816 UTC, I can get the long tone, then eventually WIMA, WIMA in Lima, Ohio, test, test. Thank you very much, and thanks for running the test." Signed, Steve. And for you DX Audio Service members wondering what Steve used for DXing, listen to this. A Harris RF590 receiver in upper sideband mode with AGC turned off. His antenna was a 1,600-foot east-west unterminated long-wire antenna, and he used a laptop computer with software MP3 recorder to prove his reception of WIMA. Thanks to everyone who tried for the test, and congratulations to those who logged it. And a very special thank you to my friend Fred Volby and the engineering crew at WIMA for their special efforts on behalf of DXers and radio hobbyists. You guys have gone the extra mile, and we are indeed grateful. Remember to keep checking the dxtests.info website frequently, and listen to the BTC podcasts for news and late-breaking developments. And for more information, contact Jim Pogue, IRCA-NRC Joint Broadcast Test Committee Coordinator. He can be found at P.O. Box 3777, Memphis, Tennessee. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. That's all I have on the CPC report. Fred, do you have any new tests to report?
Actually, we do, Mark. We have two tests to report on this edition of the DX Audio Service. The first test is WKDK 1240 in Newberry, South Carolina. This test will be Monday morning, late Sunday night, February 11th, from midnight until 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 0500 to 0530 UTC. The test will be 1,000 watts non-directional. The test is also hosted by our DX Audio Service member, Powell Way, W4OPW. And the test will consist of phonetic voice IDs, Morse code IDs, sweep tones, and unique music. Powell also will take short, prepaid telephone calls if you happen to hear the station at area code 803-276-2957. Reception reports may be sent to Powell Way, W-A-Y, at WKDK Radio, Post Office Box 753, Newberry, N-E-W-B-E-R-R-Y, South Carolina, 29108. The station will accept audio recordings on disk, MP3 or WAV files, or queued up cassettes. Email reports should go to W4OPW at yahoo.com. They're okay, but please do not attach any audio files via email. Also, requests for verification must be accompanied with a return self-addressed stamped envelope in order to receive a reply. And our thanks go out to Powell and the management of WKDK for doing this test for us here at the DX Audio Service.
Our second test comes out of the Boston radio market with WBIX 1060 in Natick, Massachusetts, testing on Sunday morning, late Saturday night, February 24th, from midnight until 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 0500 to 0700 UTC. The station will conduct a test at 40,000 watts using their two-tower daytime antenna pattern. Programming will include a one-hour CD of Todd Rundgren music and Morse code IDs, sweep tones, and announcements every 10 minutes or so. The Broadcast Test Committee will be handling all reception reports and verifications for this test. Both EQSL service and traditional paper QSLs will be offered. Recordings on disk in MP3 or WAV file, also audio files via email or cassette recordings, will be accepted as proof of reception. Send reception reports and recordings to IRCA NRC Joint BTC. Attention WBIX DX Test, P.O. Box 3777, Memphis, Tennessee, 38173-0777. Email reports and audio files may be sent to kh2ar@comcast.net. The station is particularly interested in knowing the receiving equipment and antennas listeners use to hear the test. Note, all requests for paper verifications must be accompanied by a self-addressed stamped envelope in order to receive a reply. Our sincere thanks go out to Chief Engineer Grady Motes for agreeing to conduct this test, and to BTC member Paul B. Walker, Jr. for his persistent efforts in arranging it. And that's our CBC test report on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Topping the FCC news for the beginning of 2008, the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Subcommittee on October 30th unanimously reported out a bill, Senate Bill 1675, that would allow the Federal Communications Commission to approve more low-power FM radio station licenses. The bill was introduced in June by Senator Maria Cantwell, a Democrat from Washington, and John McCain, Republican from Arizona, who had sought unsuccessfully for years to get such legislation enacted. Low-power FM radio service was created by the commission in 2000. Stations operate with an effective radiated power of 100 watts or 0.1 kilowatts or less and operate in a range of about 3.5 miles. Licenses are available to non-commercial educational entities and public safety and transportation organizations, but are not available to individuals for commercial operations. In 2001, a provision was added to the appropriations bill that mandated a third adjacent channel rule, which is the minimum distance that a low-power FM station may operate in proximity to a full-power station. The writer also directed the Federal Communications Commission to conduct a study on the potential for harmful interference from low-power stations. The Mitre Corporation conducted a study for the Federal Communications Commission and found that there would be no harmful interference from removing the third adjacent channel rule. However, the National Association of Broadcasters has consistently cautioned against modifying or eliminating third adjacent channel protections, claiming that harmful interference from low-power stations may occur. The bill would eliminate the third adjacent channel rule. The committee also adopted several amendments to the bill, including one by Lauterberg, to preserve the rule in significant populated states. Senator Olympia Snow, a Republican from Maine, also added an amendment to require an economic study of the impact that low-power FM stations will have on full-power commercial FM stations. Another amendment by Snow would maintain the prohibitions on obtaining a low-power FM license if an applicant had violated certain FCC regulations. In a statement, Free Press, a public interest organization, praised the committee for approving the bill, saying that it would help bring hundreds of local low-power stations to cities and suburbs across the country.
Quote, the Local Community Radio Act will open the radio dial to thousands more new LPFM stations while still protecting incumbent broadcasters from interference, unquote, said Joseph Torres, a government relations manager at Free Press. And as you heard John say on the Musings to the Members, we're heading to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for this year's 2008 National Radio Club Convention. And already I received another telephone call between the last magazine and now, wondering if WNRC is going to be there. And again, if you'd like to have the station there, if you'd like to play on the station, all we ask is that you help out in some way by maybe furnishing some content, some jingles, voice tracks, maybe some technical help, something. Do something and we'll bring the station. How about that? I'll wait to hear from members and then we'll see if we bring the station. That's it. That's all. There is no more. We'll see you on the March edition of the DX Audio Service as we head up to our anniversary edition. 73 Good DX. Get out and support radio.
WNRC. 10:03 WNRC. Much more music time. Boy, for a minute there, I thought I was going to have to get out the Surrey with the fringe on top. This is El Kabong filling in on the Judd Fry Show. Sorry, I can't take requests. You can email them to me, but let's see. I would get those Tuesday, Wednesday, never mind. And now, here's someone who isn't Percy Sledge and isn't Michael Bolton. Winner!